Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everyone, we are here at Media Day at the 2024 Division I Women's National Team Indoor Champions. And you can't talk national indoor champions without talking to the head coach to my right, joining me now here on Media Day. His team has won the last four national indoor championships, six of the last nine. And by the way, they've made the finals nine consecutive years. Of course, I'm alluding to our defending national championship winning head coach, UNC's Brian Caldas. Coach, let's just start there. The resume is getting long. Can I do the abridged version of that intro moving forward? And more broadly, how are you feeling today?
Great. Excited to be here. Excited to be back in Seattle. It was great memories for us from last year, so we're happy to be here.
Yeah. Does the gravity of that streak, nine consecutive finals, I think I looked up the official number, it's like 33-3 overall at this event since 2015. Is that a detail that even sits in your head? Does it blend together at this point? How do you, Tar Heels, approach this event given the history of success?
Every year's different. This year is different than even last year. We know we have majority of our team members back, but we don't look at it as like we're defending anything. It's just an opportunity to start a new season and a new chapter. And this team is excited to be here as it's been for every year. So it's been a great streak of nine straight finals. And I think that's something that is really proud of for our program. But there's so many players, so many great performances that have accounted for that. So. But we're just excited, for the 2024 version and see what we can do.
Yeah, well, you talk about turning the page to a new year. It certainly is a new season, but your top seven, they're all back from last year. Obviously, you add in a blue chip top recruit as well, and we'll talk about the freshman Rabman in a little bit. But that sort of continuity on your roster, how does that change your approach to how you're coaching this group to start the year?
Well, when you win an NCAA title, we won your fourth indoor title, you probably have a lot of turnover. So we don't have that turnover. We're fortunate to have a lot of players who are part of that success back. So for us, it's trying to integrate, maybe same pieces, new faces, but also not being complacent. And there's a lot of things we did well. Last year, so trying to build on that.
Yeah, well, you talk about not being complacent. That's fascinating to me because I'm curious, from a scheduling purpose, when you have a group that's, again, experienced, calloused, and dare I say, a little bit older, you want to make sure they're at their healthiest come May. How did you approach the scheduling for your team this year, knowing, again, you kind of know what this group looks like at its best? How do you ensure the schedule allows them to peak at the right time?
Well, we looked at the schedule, and we wanted to this is our first road trip.
Yeah.
So we haven't been tested on the road. So we wanted to be able to play some good opponents early, which we did against Auburn and Georgia. We definitely didn't need to overschedule because this team has the experience. So I felt that maybe playing the weekend before indoors would have been very detrimental to this team health-wise. Because when you're traveling or you're competing that weekend, sometimes you need experience, but for us, this team didn't need experience. And so hopefully, just the freshness for us going into this tournament can help us.
Yeah. And you talk about freshness. Talk to me about the fresh piece on your team. You bring in a freshman. Obviously, it's not every day, or I guess for you guys, it is every day you bring in a new blue chip recruit. But talk to me about, I know we got to see Rabman play kickoff weekend, and more broadly, talk to me what you've seen from her acclimating her first few months on the job.
It's tough being an only freshman, and she's done seamlessly. She is, it's just an incredible personality. She's blended extremely well with our team. Our six seniors have done an incredible job of molding her into the team. And she, you can really poke fun at her. She has just an awesome personality. Being from a New York, we've had other New Yorkers who were a little tougher personality.
Yeah, sure.
The AG, the AG.
Yeah, of course. Or Jamie Loeb, notoriously tough.
Oh, yeah. But Thea is so, so friendly, so outgoing. She always has a smile on her face. And she's just really been the perfect piece for this team with the experience that we have.
Well, I'm so fascinated to hear you see that, because that breath of fresh air, that youthful exuberance, dare I say, is that something your team almost needed to start the season, just those fresh eyes?
Well, I mean, we had that in Sophia. Sophia, as a fifth-year senior last year, she kept everything light. She kept everything kind of, you know, and she had that that leadership piece that we needed. And this year, we needed kind of a, you know, just a bubbly, you know, very, very unselfish, giving, and, you know, just somebody that can really room with anybody, hit with anybody, be a good doubles partner for anybody, and that's been Thea for us.
Yeah, it's, again, really looking forward to seeing, hopefully, her play, not just this weekend, but moving forward, obviously, for the Heels. Last three for you. Obviously, you're coming off of a summer where Reese Brantmeyer wins her first pro singles title, some pro doubles success as well. Obviously, Fiona qualifies for the U.S. Open, all of this success. I'm curious, given that, do you expect to see those two go off and play pro events during the course of the year? Have you planned accordingly to perhaps allow players like that opportunity where not only do then they get to go off, but hey, 7, 8, 9 in my roster, I can play you this weekend as well. Is that something you're thinking about this year?
Well, I mean, Ben Navarro allowed, you know, last year allowed Fiona to do that in, at the Charleston tournament. So that's, if they want to play pro tournaments during the year, spring semester, that's always available for them. We try and map out their individual schedule based on what they need. And then also adapt it with what our team needs. You know, Fiona has expressed to me by winning, you know, a wild card, she has a an invitation to play an event this spring, but she wants to focus on her last semester playing, you know, for UNC in college tennis. So I don't expect her to play any. And Reese, you know, Reese and Fiona both played Arcadia. Fiona won it. So I don't expect Reese to do it as well, but if she wanted to, you know, it's always available. So it's always a little bit more challenging when they're really focused on the collegiate side of things to play pro tennis, you know, but, you know, we encourage it if that's what they want.
Yeah. Again, it speaks to their success that this has a question I have to ask, right? Because those opportunities will certainly be there. That said, again, 8, 9, 10. That's how deep your roster sincerely is this season. Even if you have everyone available, will you be mixing up the lineup? Like, can we expect to see the day where, you know, again, there's a Zink at 6, dare I say, or you want to give Carson a shot at 1, maybe looking for the future? Are you going to play around with those things throughout the year?
Yes, we'll have, there's be days like that. And back to your initial question, I think people think that we're a college program, but we are really a developmental pro program.
Yes.
We want our players who are coming in to be have pro aspirations, and they have a successful pro career. So how to do that is to get them to you know, to be able to play these pro events. So, but at the same time, our team really enjoys being around each other, and that's why they're so excited for this week. So that chemistry and continuity is very rare, and this team is so close. So, you know, we will move things around. We'll get, you know, Zink some matches. We'll get Sarah McClure deservingly some matches this spring. So we have 10 really strong players and incredible individuals, and we're excited to kind of move things around and give everybody opportunities.
I want you to know, in my head, I thought, am I going to say McClure or Zink this time? And I was like, I think I went McClure last time, so let me go Zink this time. But my final question for you, in that spirit, you mentioned it, first road trip for the Heels this weekend. Obviously, this is an event, 9 consecutive finals, 6 titles in the last 9 years, 4 consecutively. It's my favorite fact. I have broadcasted this match now a 5th year. I've never seen the Tar Heel women lose, including my favorite match ever, the 2021 finals. Scotty is setting 4-0 down. I don't have to remind you of that one. But in that spirit, look, the expectation is title. So to ask you otherwise would just be disingenuous. But I'm curious, first road trip from the season, what do you want to see from your team throughout the course of whatever it's 3-4 matches this weekend?
Well, we talked about it before we played Auburn about setting a standard of excellence for us as a program. And we really performed well in our first competitive match against Auburn. And I know that was our first match. And then against Georgia the next day, it's a really, really tough team. We played 3 times last year, you know, not losing a set against a really good team. So for us, it's about setting a standard of excellence that we can kind of attain to and you know, and just match every match out. So we're not looking at it as like, oh, we have to win this match. We have to win this tournament. We have to do what we did, you know, previously. It's more of like, this is a new team. How do we sustain a level of excellence and things that we can control, which is our effort, our attitude, and our on our, you know, performance day in and day out. So, and we learned last year that if you do take a loss, mm-hmm. That it could help you. So if we, I think this team is very keen on performing the best come May time. So for us to do that, we have to continue to improve and have that growth mentality. And this is a great tournament to do it.
Yeah, well, we are certainly looking forward to watching your team compete again. They're the four-time defending champion, certainly the winningest program of late at this event, and your reigning NCAA team champions as well. I lied. I do have a bonus question for you because it was about 2 months ago. I was sitting in downtown Indianapolis. I was going to a Pacers game. I decided, you know who would really enjoy if I showed up at the National Indoors wearing rocking his hometown? It would be head coach Brian Calvis. Was I correct in that assumption?
Well, my parents moved there when I was a sophomore in Northern.
Okay.
So I'm an adopted hometown because they've lived there since 1987.
Okay.
So, we lived in Pennsylvania when I was, when they moved there when I was a sophomore in Northern. But Indiana is definitely my hometown, home state, basically. So love Indianapolis, love Carmel where my parents live. So become a big Colts Pacers fan for sure.
Well, again, this was for you.
Thank you.
Certainly it feels like we host this event for your Tar Heels at this point. Good luck to you, Coach Calvis. Always appreciate getting a chance to chat.
Appreciate it. Thank you.